Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gray. Hey, it's good to have you here. So much to talk about, so much going on. I'm going to tell it straight, so if you're not ready for that, you might want to think about it because it's going to come fast and furious, all right? So here we go. Three big things you need to know. Number one, Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, says we must do more to protect the people who protect democracy. Sounds, a little bit sketchy. Number two, second week of the session begins with the committee meetings. No right to work floor discussion yet, but it's coming. And number three, your personal income is on the rise and projected to be nearly 30% higher by 25, but inflation will crush that. Inflation will cancel out an increase in your personal income through 2025 right here in Michigan. That, according to a University of Michigan report, the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference. The University of Michigan duo of Gabriel Ehrlich and Daniil Menenkoff presented their findings during their research seminar in quantitative economics. The personal income will continue to rise through 2025 after a stagnation period of 21 and 22. They said by 25, personal income will be much higher than pre-pandemic levels. From an average of around $50,000 to now $64,000, but does it mean anything? Not really. Real disposable income, calculated by subtracting taxes from income with an adjusted rate of inflation, will remain much flatter. The calculation is a good way to track individual living standards. This, by the way, can be found on MichiganNewsSource.com. Love that site. Michigan News Source. If you're not using it, you should be. Despite stagnant personal income numbers in 21 and 22, real disposable income was in decline by 10% last year. The state isn't currently in a recession, technically, but they sure do feel like it. He added that Michigan is expected to avoid the brunt of the federal recession that's coming, but we won't see growth either. In 23, personal income will rise, but inflation is going to eat away just about all of it. The end result in 25 is a much higher personal income level, but a real disposable income level approximately 1.6% higher than pre-pandemic levels of 19. A big chunk of Ehrlich's presentation focused on the state's employment outlook and the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. He said that the United States lost approximately 14% of payroll jobs during 2020, but was coming close to normal in August 22, except that they always fail to mention this, is that we have less people participating in the workforce today than we did in December of 2019. In Michigan, we took it worse. Why do we always take it worse? Why does Michigan always suffer more in recessions and economic downturns? Why do we always take the punishment more? Michigan experienced a much deeper economic downturn, losing 20% of the jobs, payroll jobs. Yeah, the old saying is when the economy catches a cold, Michigan gets the flu. Why is that? Michigan has recovered close to 98% of the job losses through November. But again, participation is less than it used to be. The all-time employment peak was year 2000. In 25, it will be 3.5% unemployment will be. So they claim. And yet I see lots of people not working, and I can't get good service in a restaurant, and yet I'm supposed to believe that everybody's working. By 25, they predict 4% of job growth will be in blue-collar jobs. In 25, they'll recover to approximately 0.5% below pandemic levels, pre-pandemic levels. And despite the recession, jobs will grow. Now, here's something I've heard, and I want you to, anybody that works for General Motors or Ford or Stellantis, Chrysler, Jeep, I want you to go to stevegruber.com, because we've all seen these acres and acres and acres of new cars and trucks sitting around the manufacturing plants, right? And that is, I've been told a lot of those vehicles are getting damaged by mice and other critters getting into them because they're sitting out there. And so the mice decide it's time to make a home, and they go chew up the wiring. They go in, they get into the vehicles, they chew up components. The vehicles are sitting there because they don't have the microchips they need to get off the lot, many of them. Many of them are sitting there waiting to go to be sold. And I want to know if that's true. I want to know if these vehicles are actually sitting out there being damaged by rodents and so forth. And what does that mean for new car sales going forward? Again, go to SteveGruber.com. If you got any information on that, I want to hear it. In fact, if you got information on any story that you think is important, I want to hear it. Go to SteveGruber.com. And if it's not for me, I'll send it over to my friends at Michigan News Source. How about that? I'll send it to my friends over at Michigan News Source. They can sort it out. Speaking of Michigan News Source, here's an article by Austin Gergens. During the first session of the new Michigan House of Representatives' second week in office, the right-to-work laws were not discussed, but they keep talking about it on the floor. Eric Nesbitt of Porter Township, Senator, the record of right to work has been clear in the state of Michigan and is why I continue to support it. This policy has helped our state recover from the lost decade and made Michigan more competitive in attracting new industries and good-paying jobs, he said. Now more than ever, Michigan needs to attract more investment that will help grow and strengthen our communities. And said that the freedom to join a union or not join a union is imperative to all Michigan families and workers. If the law is repealed, Senator Nesbitt also believes it would negatively impact Michigan families. Governor Whitmer and the Democrats may say they're serious about economic development, but repealing right to work would simply show that that claim would be nothing more than a talking point. At a time when Michigan families are struggling with high prices and high inflation, they need immediate relief now. Whether that's relieving the tax burden or attracting investment into the state, repealing right to work would not help with either of those objectives. I voted no on HB 4003 as a result of the undemocratic process employed by the majority party to push divisive legislation that attacks middle-class families at the last minute during lame duck session. Former Representative Vicki Barnett, Democrat from Niles, said on the floor, the minority urged the House majority to slow down the process and allow for thoughtful and deliberative debate on the issue. Instead, the majority rushed through sizable and substantive policy changes. In the final days of a session, in the most undemocratic method, discharging bills out of committee without a single hearing, illegally crossing and closing the doors to the Capitol during session, and completely shutting the public out of any participation in the process. So you can see Republicans and Democrats on both sides. You can read the article yourself at MichiganNewsSource.com. Again, send me leads. If you got something hot in your neck of the woods, wherever you might be, I'm interested in hearing about it. Whether it's statewide or national or international, whatever it might be, go to SteveGruber.com. You send me a note. And we'll dig into it if it's worth digging into. We'll get to the bottom of it if there's a bottom to be found. SteveGruber.com. Drop me a line. Tell me what's up. Let's see here. What's up? Ron Rademacher's up. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.